Take your holy book. 1 John. 1 John chapter number 5. 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 9. The Bible says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself, and he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, kind of on an odd fashion, if God will be my help. On John's seven witnesses. As we look at the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter number 5, he said that we receive witness of men, that the witness of God is greater. So we have witnesses, amen, in this world, and we have what we might call testimonies, and we brag on God, and we lift him up, we praise him for who he is, praise him for what he does, amen, and we praise him for what he does for us. And that should never get old, amen. That should always be a part of our Christianity. It ought to be a part of our Christian living, praise God, as we continue to just magnify God and give him glory. But we see here, he said that witness of God is great, amen. Witness of God is, or witness of men is great, but the witness of God is greater. And so we have the witness of God. We have the, praise God, the Word of God that he gives us as that witness that testifies of his Son. It testifies to us of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and tells us how wonderful, marvelous he is, what he's given to us, and the hope that we have in him, that if we believe on the Son, he had the one that believes in the Son, me and you, he that believeth in the Son of God hath this witness in himself, amen. If you're a child of God, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got a witness in you. It lives in you, praise God, it's there. You know, preacher, I've never testified. I've never witnessed for Jesus. It ain't Jesus' fault. He put it in you. Amen. Praise God. You just got to let it come out of you. Praise the Lord. You just got to be a willing vessel unto him. Amen. Praise God. He said, he that believeth not God that had made him, believeth not God hath made him a liar. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. So God gave us a record of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. He give that to us. He said, this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So that's the record that we have. That's the record that God gives us. Is it a good record? Is it an accurate record? It's an absolute perfect record of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He said, this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and life is his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So God gives us a record here. He breaks it down. But I can think of John as he's writing this down. And if you go back in the book of John, amen, not first John, go back in the book of John and you begin to read through that. And John begins testimony and witnesses of these people, praise God, and the witness that they have for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to go back to John chapter number one in your Bible. John's speaking, he's writing unto us, and of course John's writing to the Gentiles, that's me and you, and he's trying to encourage us and he's trying to tell us, and if we had asked John, as John brings witnesses, and John would say, say to John Baptist, he said, John, what would you have to say about this man Jesus? Who would you say that Jesus is? And John would bear record, chapter number 1, verse 35, or 32. He said, John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit of the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. So John says, hey, John Baptist, who do you say? What do you have to say about this man Jesus? He said, hey, I didn't know who he was, but the Spirit had spoke to my heart. And he said, when you see that Spirit ascending down like a dove, and the one that it lights on, and the one that it stays on, he said, that's the one. He said, hey, listen, I just want to give a testimony today that I saw this this man. He went down to water, and when I brought him up out of there, the Spirit of God come down to where he was, and it lighted upon him, and it abode on him. And I knew right then that this was the precious Lamb of God. Amen. What did John know? He said, I saw the solid bare record that this is the Son of God. Amen. John had made an affirmation, praise God, that he was the Lamb of God and take away, praise God, the sins of the world. A mission of redemption that this man would have. And not only was he was a baptizer. He said, I baptize you with water. But this one that's coming after me, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unleash, praise God, he'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost of God. He'll move upon your heart. He'll touch you, praise God, from the inside out. Amen. Praise God, what a witness. John the Baptist. Not only that, he says he was the Son of God. Amen. He was worthy, praise, of all of our adoration. Amen. Worthy of all of our obedience. Worthy of all our oblation, lifting him up, praising him, giving glory. Because he is the precious Son of God. Amen. What a witness old John had. John the Baptist of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He knew who Jesus was, that he was. He said, I saw him by record. That this is the Son of God. He didn't say that it could be. Amen. John Baptist didn't say that it might be. But John said, this is the precious Son of God. Amen. That one of promise that God said he would send. Amen. And John said, well, praise God. What a witness. And there, folks, we have a witness, John the Baptist, that this one Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. He said, could I have another witness? And back in the corner, the little fella raises his hand. He said, okay, Nathaniel, what do you got to say? Who do you say that this man Jesus is? Have you got any comment? Have you got any conclusion that you'd like to add to what John may have said? And if you go to John chapter 1 and verse 47, look what Nathaniel said. And Jesus saw Nathaniel coming to him. And he said to him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And Nathaniel said unto him, whence knowest thou me? And Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Praise God. Nathanael, in his conclusion, praise God. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ had done contrast Nathanael to Israel, to Jacob. He said, praise God, there's a difference in you. He said, you're an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. He said, there's no deceit. Praise God, you're up front. Praise God, you're on the right. You have the right motivation. Praise his holy. Praise a holy and righteous God who's able to determine that in his people. Amen. Praise God. And Nathanael seen him. Nathanael says, yes, that he told me, praise God, that he saw me. I said, how did you see me? How do you know me? He said, behold, Israel has no guy. He said, how doth knowest me? And Jesus said unto him, surely that Philip called thee, before that Philip called thee, when I was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Amen. I just imagine Nathanael said, listen, I didn't see him. I didn't know his hair. But apparently when I was under that fig tree, there was Jesus. Hey, he was there with me. I don't remember seeing him. I don't remember seeing him all. But I know that he had to have been there. Praise God, I could feel his presence. And when I met him face to face, there was something peculiar about being with Jesus. Praise God. He said, I know who exactly he is. And he called him. He said, that Rabbi. He said, thou art the Son of God. He said, thou art the King of Israel. Amen. He said, that's who he is. You ask me who he is. He said, I agree with John Baptist that he is the Son of God. He could be no other. Amen. Sometimes we try to make him something else other than that he is. But praise God, he is. John said, he is the Son of God. That come into the world to take away sins. Amen. Nathanael said, hey, listen, I was an Israelite indeed with no guile. I had no seed. There's no reason to lie. There's no reason to be unfaithful. Let me tell you the untruthful. He said, let me tell you who this man Jesus is. Pray God. He's the Son of God and the King of Israel. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing. Amen. He says, all right. So we got John the Baptist and we got Nathanael. Praise God. And they both are in agreement. Hey, and in the witness of two, praise God. It would be a testimony. But he said, what about somebody else? Let's get somebody else in here. Let's ask somebody else what they think. He said, where's that fella called Peter? Where's Peter at? He said, the fisherman, yeah, that's him. He said, what do you know about this man Jesus? Who do you think that he is? What would you say about this man Jesus? And Peter would say in John chapter number 6, in verse number 67, he said, then said Peter unto the 12, will you also go away? See, in the John chapter 6, verse 66. Amen. 666. That's that diverting. That's blasphemy. That's turning back apostate. That's turning their backs on the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, from that time many disciples went back and walked no more with him. But Jesus said in verse 67, he then said Jesus unto his 12, will ye go away also? Will ye also go away? Amen. He turns to those 12, those that he'd handpicked, he said, will you go away also? Are you going to go away? Are you going to desert me? Are you going to leave me? Are you going to go back where you come from? Are you going to stay with the stuff? So what are you going to do? You're at a crossroads. Peter said, he said, we need to make a decision. Said, we need to come to a conclusion right now. Said, he put us on the spot. Amen. We had to decide whose side we were on. He said, those others had done deserted. They had done forsaken him. They had done went their way, praise God. But he said, are you going to desert me too? Peter says this in verse 68. Then Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? He said, where would we go? What else we go? What else could we go to? Who else do we have? He said, thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. He said, we believe and are sure. Now watch this. He said, we believe and are sure. I wonder how many people in the world, they believe and are sure that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If you believe that, if we truly believe that, we would treat him like he's the Son of God. Not just some come by night, fly by day, but pray God person that we can take or leave. But that he is the Son of God, the precious Lamb of God. He said, we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. So Peter lays it out for him. He begins to ask him. Praise God. In him, he saw, in the Lord Jesus Christ, Peter saw life eternal. Amen. Praise God. He said it wasn't anything. Now, Peter had a problem with the cross. Amen. He couldn't see how they was going to get past that cross that the Lord was talking about and that crucifixion. But praise God, he said, I know that he is the Lamb of God. I know who he is. He said, I know that thou hast the words. He said, nobody else has those words. He said, you have the words of eternal life. He said, you have life, and you have life eternal to offer. He said, there's nobody else that has life eternal to offer. He said, oh, Pastor Jeff, I know better than that. Hey, listen, we're all going to die someday. No, not if you're born again. If you're a born again child of God, praise God, the Bible says you'll not see death. Amen. But we'll pass from life, praise God, into the other side. We'll be promoted one day. This old body might go back to the clay, but our spirit and our inner being, praise God, that our soul and our spirit goes back to God who gave it. Amen. The body goes back to dust which come, Ecclesiastes 12 and 7. But the spirit goes back to God who gave it. Praise the Lord. Peter says, hey, listen, I know who he is. Amen. I ain't going to leave him. I ain't going to forsake him. Of course, he would deny him. Amen. He said, though I'll die with you, I'll not deny. He said, yeah, you'll deny me three times before the cock crows. He said, 4 a.m, you'll deny me three times, even knowing me. He said, oh, no. Amen. We better be careful what we claim, what we say. We better stay with him, praise God. We better realize who he is. But thou hast the words of eternal life, that life eternal, praise God, that's in Jesus Christ as our Savior. He said, we believe and are sure. We better believe, we better be sure. He said, I believe, so I was sure that this is the Lord Jesus Christ, that this is the Christ God, this is the eternal God. This is God the Son, amen, the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, that's who I believe. I know who, that's who He is. Not because He told me, because I know it. Amen. So we have the voices of John the Baptist. We have John, the voice of Nathaniel. We have the voice of Peter. Witness, that's three testimonies. That's three witnesses for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Could you imagine what three devout voices for the Lord Jesus Christ could do in the day and hour that we live? Amen. It'd make all the difference in the world. But what about somebody else? They ought to be somebody else that can give a testimony, can give a witness for Jesus. Somebody back on the other side, kind of meek and humble, raised up her little hand. Amen. A little lady named Martha. Amen. Remember Martha? Martha raises her hand. She raised her hand after she'd seen in John chapter number 11, verse 27. 11 and 27. If you go back up and look at that, Lazarus that called Jesus, that told him that Lazarus was sick. He tarried yet 4 days, and he comes, and by then Lazarus dead. He'd been in the grave 4 days dead. In verse 23, and Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. She said, Jesus said, hey, listen, Martha, your brother's going to get up. He's going to rise again. He's going to get up. He's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection to life's day. She said, I know about the resurrection. She said, I knew about the resurrection. And know the when. She said, but praise God. But she even knows the when. She said, the resurrection at the last day. Martha had already set a date. Amen. She's set a date. She said, the resurrection at the last day. See, she knew. She figured out the when, but she didn't figure out the who. Amen. I believe a whole lot of people in the world, praise God, we know the when. Amen. We're going to be the Lord, but we don't know the who's going to make it certain that we get there. Amen. We need to know the when. We need to know the who. Praise God. It makes a difference. The promise that you had. But Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, now watch this, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Amen. He said, I am that resurrection. So I'm the life. But look what he says in verse 26, what I was just telling you. And so whoever liveth and believeth in me shall never what? Die. Amen. Hey, if you want to live forever, you got to know Jesus. Hello? Amen. She said, I figured out something on that day. He said that Jesus is the resurrection and He is the life. In order to have life, you have to believe on Him. He said, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? In other words, he asked me, do you believe it right now? Listen to what Martha says, verse 27. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. She said, yes, Lord. He said, I know that you're the Christ, the Son of God, the Anointed One. I praise God, you are that promise that God made us. Amen. She says, I was standing there that day. I'll tell you as a witness. I stand there today and I knew that He was that promise. I knew at that exact moment that not only the when, but the who was standing in front of me. That He was the promise of God. Amen. I was that witness. Amen. So you have John the Baptist, you have Nathaniel, you have Peter, you have Martha. Amen. With a witness of who He is. That He was, is the Son of God. So wait a minute. What about that old doubter? Where's that old doubter at? What's his name? Thomas. Where's Thomas at? Let's ask him what he has to say. Amen. You see in John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20, verse 26. It said 8 days after again. Thomas was there when he come the first time. Amen. Remember? Jesus come in, praise God, and came into them. And Thomas said, verse 25, said, if I see in his hands the prints of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. He said, I'm not going to believe that. I believe Jesus, but I believe, I'm not going to believe that He rose from the dead and He's alive. unless I can stick my fingers in the holes of his hands and thrust my hand into his side. He said, without that, I'll not believe. He said, and after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he unto Thomas. Now, he said, he didn't berail me. He didn't beat me down. He didn't put me, amen. He didn't question me. He said unto me, he said, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach thither hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believe. Amen. He said, that's what he did. That's what he said to me. Said he didn't belittle me. He didn't put me down for my unbelief. But he said, Thomas, said, here I am. He said, handle me. Put your fingers in the holes in my hands. Thrust your hand into my side and be not faithless, but believe. Amen. And Thomas says this, verse 28. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. So I didn't have to thrust my fingers in his hands. I didn't have to put my hand into his side. I saw the Savior there before me and I believed on him. I saw him with my own eyes and I believed. What a blessed hope I had in Jesus my Savior. The sight of Jesus was enough for Thomas, the old doubter. Amen. But the Lord would go on and say, he said this, Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. The Lord laid it out. He said, because I saw him, I believed. I said, my Lord and my God. He said, I laid out the authority that he had, praise God, and the deity of who he was. I recognized and I realized it. Amen. Do we realize the authority and the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ? A lot of religions call him a great prophet or a good prophet. I'm going to tell you, youngins, praise God, he is the Son of God. Amen. The blessed Son of God. Amen. And he said, those that believe, blessed are those that have never seen him face to face, but yet we believe. Thomas said, I saw him face to face, and said, I can tell you for a fact and a surety that Jesus Christ liveth. Amen. Praise God, I saw him. I saw him myself. Even though I was a doubter, unbeliever, I saw him and now I believe. I never had to put my fingers in his hands or thrust my hand in his side. I saw him and I believed. Praise God. So we have John the Baptist and we have Nathaniel and we have Martha. Amen. And we have Thomas, Peter. Praise God, with a conclusion. So we ask to, so we come back and we say, let's just see. Well, John, what about you? What do you say about Jesus? Hey, you was there when Thomas was doubting. Was you doubting too? You were there with Thomas. What do you think about the situation? And John would say in John chapter 20, verse 30, he said, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing you might have life through his name. Amen. John says, I'll tell you what I believe. That this man Jesus, man, he is the Son of God. And that the only means of salvation, praise God, is through him, through believing on his name. The Bible says there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Amen. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the name by which we're saved. The only way to get in. That you might have life through his name. Amen. He said, that's my testimony. Amen. So you have all these testimonies, all these witnesses that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So who do we have? Who else could we ask? Who else could we trust in? Who else could we believe? Well, let's just ask the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's just ask Jesus who he is. Back in John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10, verse 35. Verse 36, he said, "Say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God." He said, "If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him." Amen. Jesus Christ, he said, "I am the Son of God." He said, "If you don't believe me," he said, "praise God, you accuse me of blasphemy. You don't believe me. If you don't believe me for the very works that I do that bring glory to my Father." Amen. He said, "You don't believe me, praise God, because of who I say I am. Believe me by the very works that I do, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I am in my Father." Praise God. Lord, so this is a testimony we offer. So that's the testimony, that's the witnesses that we have to give. So what do you think about that? Seven witnesses. Seven is the number of perfection that John gives us in the book of John. Seven witnesses that he lays out for us to who Jesus Christ is. But I wonder who Jesus Christ is in our life. Is Jesus Christ the Son of God? Or just some man that died on a cross somewhere, some fairy tale that we're told? He's not a fairy tale. He is the true and the living God. Amen. He lays it out, and the Bible says we have the witnesses. We have the witnesses, John, laid out before us that we might believe on Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. But in 1 John chapter number 5, just give this right quickly and I'm done. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God's greater. We have seven witnesses here, we read in your hearing, that John gives us seven witnesses that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. He is the Son of God. And we know he's also God the Son. Amen. He's the Son of God and he's God the Son. He said, and we have these witnesses. But he said, God's witness is greater. And God has witnessed and testified of his Son. And said, "In whom I'm well pleased." Amen. If God the Father is pleased with him, I'm just ecstatic about him. Amen. Because praise God, he's the greatest thing that there ever was. And if my Heavenly Father is happy with the Son, praise God, I just rejoice and glory in his name. Because if the Father's happy with him, with the Son, and I'm a believer in Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in that in him, I believe on his name. Praise God, that makes me partaker with him in the heavenly sphere. Praise God, gives me a place. He said, "For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself." Is there a witness in you today? Huh? Let it out. Amen? Just ask God, pray, ask God to help you let that witness out. It's just as easy for you as it was for these others. Amen? They just opened their mouth and said, "Yeah, Jesus is the Son of God." Amen. He's that promise. He's the anointed one of God. "He but believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son." His life is in Jesus. Amen. There's a witness. We got a witness. Can I have a witness? Amen. Life is in his Son. Have you got the Son this evening? You got the Son of God, you got the Lamb of God, you got the Lord Jesus in your heart. Amen. Then there's life in you, eternal life, through that name, through believing on the Son of God. "He that hath Son hath life, and he that hath not Son hath not life." If you believe on him today, you've got the Son, you've got life. Amen. You've got life. And we can encourage ourselves with the knowledge that we have of Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Praise God. John says, I'll give you three witnesses. Just to show you who Jesus is. the magnificent Son of God. There's no wonder that John was called the Beloved. Amen. He loved the Lord Jesus Christ because he knew who he was. Amen. In his own, on his own ministry, in his own life. And he wrote it out. And John says, hey, listen, if I told you everything I could tell you about him, he said, the heavens wouldn't even contain it if I tried to tell you all the magnificent things about the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's just too wonderful to tell because he is the Son of God. Amen.